Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brennan coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brennan live. And this is the broadcast that hell hates. The more you listen, the more you know why. Lately, hell's been getting on my case like there's no tomorrow. But I'll tell you what. Jesus said that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. Amen. And so, no matter what I teach or preach, it's gonna upset and make the devil mad. But you know, who cares? We're just gonna preach the word as it is, and we're just going to just have a good time in the word tonight. And we're gonna be talking about faith. We're gonna be talking about the faith walk, and we're gonna be getting into a little bit of Peter being called out onto the out of the boat, onto walking on water. We're also going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 11. And for those of you that are tuning in, we appreciate you, love you all. Thank you for tuning in, and just glad to be here today. Anyways, I got a prayer request. It's actually my prayer request, but I got a prayer request I just want to get out there. Lately, something just kind of came to mind, and something I never really thought about before, about, you know, people wanting to, you know, help out with the ministry, with this particular ministry and stuff like that. And, you know, I really never got given any thought to really putting something out there to having people donate. Donate to the ministry if they like to, or give to the ministry, I should say, not donate, but give to the ministry. Thing is, I really don't like taking money from people. I really don't like begging or asking money from people whatsoever. I just don't like doing that. And I know there, it takes money to get the gospel out there. It takes a lot of time to get the gospel out here. But really, I just don't really like talking a whole lot about money. So my prayer request is if you all can pray for me, I like to maybe, depending on how the Lord leads, I would like to maybe, if God willing, I'd like to try to maybe set something up to where if people want to give to this ministry and they want to give to God, I don't want to stop them. I don't want to prevent anybody from giving to God. And if it's something that people really feel led to give to this ministry, I don't want to hinder that. I don't want to stop that. But at the same time, I don't like talking about money. I really don't want to. I'm not in this for the money. I really can care less about, you know, what comes in, what goes out, and all that stuff. I mean, and what I mean by that is I'm just not in it for the money. And I understand it's biblical, you know, workers worthy of his hire, and you know, muzzle not the ox that treadeth upon the corn. I think it was. I can't remember the exact verse, but basically, you know. But anyways, so if you could pray for me on that, I mean, if people really want, I mean, I know of one particular person whom I will not mention. He wants to help this ministry out in some way, shape, or form, and I'm not really talking financially, but it's just something that, you know, it's kind of been on my mind lately. However, if people do end up giving to this particular ministry, I do want to say this. I really can't offer a tax deductible thing, a tax exempt thing, where I send out a receipt to people who've given. I really can't do that. Okay, I just don't have. I'm just not at that point where I could do that. Maybe later, but you know, if people do give, just so you know, if people ever do give. Or choose to give to this particular ministry, you know, just so I don't have that resource to, you know, give people like a tax exempt receipt. You know what the churches that you know churches give to those who give. I won't be able to do that. But anyways, if you could pray for, I don't want to spend too much time on that. But if you want to pray for me on that, and really, I'm kind of at a point where if I'm just going to wait it out, and if there are multiple people, and there seems to be a whole big, like, group of people that come up to me and they feel led to give, then I'll consider it. But just if you can pray for me on that, I'm just sort of, I'm going to be praying on it. I'm going to be waiting it out. So anyways, that's my prayer request. Again, I'm not in it for the money. I know it's just something that's been on my mind and stuff like that. Anyways, I'm going to be done with that. So, like I said, we're going to be talking about faith and we'll be getting into some stuff today. And if you got your King James Bibles with you, turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And let's just have a good time in the Word. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, it says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." Amen? We're supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. And we shouldn't have our... We shouldn't have things influence us, and really, the only thing that should influence us is the Word of God, but we shouldn't be moved by our circumstances, and we shouldn't be bothered by circumstances. And that's much easier said than done. I'm just as susceptible to that as anybody else. And so, we gotta walk by faith, not by sight. Now, I'm going to actually kind of shift gears here, and we're going to go to Matthew chapter 14, verses 25 to 31. Matthew 14, verses 25 to 31. It says, "And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went on to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit.' And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.' And he said, 'Come.' And when Peter was come down out of the water, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, 'O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?'" And so we're going to take, I want to take, with that passage, I kind of want to take a look at a couple things, three things, and kind of do some explaining. First thing we're going to take a look at is Peter being called out onto the water by Jesus. Okay? Now, by faith, Peter walked on water to go towards Jesus when Jesus called him. It was faith. So he had a little faith to begin with, and you know, at the start. You know, Peter could have just stayed in the boat and whatnot, but Peter chose to get out of the boat, walk on water towards Jesus. So there was faith. He had faith. But there was a point in which he doubted, and we're going to get to that. Okay? So, by faith, Peter walked on water to go towards Jesus when Jesus called him. But we have to understand that it wasn't of Peter's doing that he was able to walk on water. It wasn't of his doing. That was the doing of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to Peter, "Come forth." Okay? Peter got out by faith. Okay? Now, it was Peter's faith in what Jesus said. Okay? that he was able to walk on water, but it was Jesus Christ that did the work. Peter didn't do anything but believed. Amen? Now, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Okay, Peter said, "Lord, if it's you, call me out." Okay, that was a hope. Peter had a hope. Okay, and so the evidence of things not seen. Well, that is him actually getting out and walking on water. You wouldn't expect someone to get out and walk on water. That's just something that doesn't occur every day. Amen? It's something that does not occur every day. Now, it must have taken a lot of faith for Peter to step out onto the water when Jesus called him. I mean, that must have taken a tremendous amount of faith. But as we see, there was some doubt which caused him to start sinking. And we're going to be getting to that in a little bit. Okay? John 15:5. Jesus said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." Okay? Now, the reason why I bring that up is because if it wasn't without Jesus Christ, Peter could not have had the faith to step out of the boat and walk on water towards Jesus. Okay, if it wasn't for Jesus Christ and the fact that Peter had faith in him. Okay, without the Lord Jesus Christ, he couldn't have done that. Amen. But Peter had faith. He did, but again, there was a point in which he doubted. The second thing we're going to take a look at is, in the passage, is where Peter gets out of the boat and he starts to walk towards Jesus, but he took his eyes off Jesus and focused more on the storm and he began to sink. Okay? Now, when the storms of life hit, we have a tendency to take our eyes off the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, that's because of our flesh nature. We tend to worry about our circumstances. Okay, that's something that we have in our sin nature. We want to dwell on our own stuff. And we end up taking our eyes off the Lord. We end up taking our eyes off the Lord and focusing on our circumstances. And because of that, we tend to sink. We tend to sink in our miry clay circumstances. Amen. Where was I now? Here's the good news. The good news is that even when we do sink, the Lord still loves us. He still cares for us and has compassion for us. He'll reach down and save us if we ask Him to. And we'll be getting into that a little bit too. But a lot of times, and I kind of want to bring this up too, is that a lot of times we like to stay in our comfort zone. Okay, we don't like to be out of our comfort zone, but we like to stay in our comfort zone. But a lot of times I think is that the Lord will call us out of our comfort zone to do a particular task that He's assigned for us to do, regardless of our circumstances. Because he wants to strengthen our faith and to help us grow even more in our faith, as well as our walk and as well as our relationship with Him. Now, let me say this, okay? Jesus called Peter out of the boat, regardless of the circumstance. The circumstance of that time was there's a storm. But regardless of that, Jesus called Peter out to him. Amen? And so, let's see here. And so, The Lord will do that for us so that it will strengthen our faith. Amen. And to strengthen our walk. And God says in His Word that without faith, you can't please Him. And by strengthening our faith, He is also strengthening our walk. Okay? Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen? Now, the last thing I want to take a look at before we move on to Hebrews 11. Okay? Is when Peter takes his eyes off Jesus and focuses on his circumstance, i.e. the storm, he begins to sink. However, when he is about to sink, he cries out for the Lord, and the Lord helps him out. Okay? Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Joel 2:32, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Lamentations 3:55, I call upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Okay. Now being saved doesn't just necessarily apply to being born again, though it is a big part of that. Okay? And being born again and being saved out of hell is a big part of salvation. But being saved can also mean that God helps us in our situations that we get ourselves into, even in our distresses. Okay, Psalm 107:13. Then they cried unto the Lord, and in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. Psalm 34:6. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Okay, so if you find yourself in some deep miry clay, you can always call out upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to get you to save you out of it. And He will. Sometimes He won't, but that's probably because He has got a good reason for it. Okay? So as we see that the Lord will help you through any circumstance you might have, but you have to cry out to Him. Ask Him. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open. Okay? So with that said, last thing I want to take a look at is we're going to go to Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll just sort of go through, and I'm just going to read just some of the stuff and just kind of comment here and there about the men and women of the Bible that had their faith. Amen? So, if you got your King James Bibles with you, if you can turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. Alright, we'll just begin reading, and I'm just going to just kind of share some things along the way. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, that right there is the definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen? For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God hath translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Here's the most important part coming up. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet moved, with fear prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which He condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Let me tell you something about Noah. Okay? God took, now, at this time, it didn't rain. People were wondering what rain was. And God told Noah to build an ark because a flood was coming. If you were in that position, you'd probably be ridiculed for building an ark at a time where they probably didn't know what rain was. But Noah was obedient and listened to God and was faithful. Amen? By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go on to a place which he should after receive of an for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promise. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Amen. Now I'm just going to kind of go through here. We're actually going to go up to verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning the things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Okay? By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he destroy the firstborn. Lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians essaying to do were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down, after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she received the spies with peace. Rahab hid 2 spies that Joshua sent. Okay. Then Rahab lied about it. She told the men that came to figure out where these 2 men went. She said, I don't know where they went. And Rahab hid those spies and then sent them on their way. And therefore, the spies told Rahab that she'd live if she held a scarlet thread on her doorpost. By the way, that scarlet thread is the blood of Christ. Amen. And her whole family saved because of her faith. Amen. And what should I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of the Jephthah of David, and also and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed Valiant and Fight turn to the flight. The armies of the aliens, and women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. So, we see here there is a whole list of people who had faith. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. Those people, all those people that I read and mentioned, are examples of how we should live our lives. Because guess what? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. We need to live our life in faith and not by sight. Amen. Anyways, I want to encourage those who don't believe. Okay, today is the day of salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. If you're watching today and you're not saved, today is the day of salvation, and you can be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is, you'll be saved, even your whole house. Amen. Believers, I just want to encourage you. I know that sometimes our faith wavers. But if we ever find that we're not living as we ought to in faith, we can always repent of our sin and ask God to forgive us and cleanse us and wash us and get back up and continue on with the good fight of faith. Amen. That's what this life is about, is living a life of faith. Of faith in Jesus Christ and what He did, and trusting what He did. Amen. So anyways, it's good to be here. It was good to be here tonight. That's all I really had. And actually, I didn't want to make it too lengthy. I probably got a little bit lengthier, but we'll see. My hope and prayer is that this would be a blessing to those who've watched it, as well as to those who will pass this along to others that may not know. And anyways, but I love you guys. Keep me in prayer. Keep me in prayer with my prayer request. I don't know exactly what the Lord's going to do, but I'm just going to just rely on God and just do whatever He needs me to do. But for now, it's just making videos and putting it out there. So, you know, that's just how that works. Anyways, I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon signing off. Till next time, think Bible. God bless you guys. Love you. See ya. Have a good night.